Prime Minister number, right? All right. Mahokas, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's review quickly. All right. So, putting aside the sheetahs for a second, let's just review the positions. So, we have a Savach of Isra. We have the lung attached to the wall, right? So, one sheetah says that it can only be lung to flesh, right? If it's lung to rib, that's treif, right? The second sheetah says if it's lung to rib or lung to flesh, it's fine, meaning lung to rib is okay. Let's just start with that. Forget the hybrid for a second, okay? So, the machlokas is lung flesh, yes, lung rib, no. And the second sheetah says, no, even long rib is okay. Very difficult machlokas. And the worst part is that the first sheetah says that long rib, it's not a great connection. And the second sheetah says, no, the connection's fine. What's the svar? All I want to know is, I want a nice, simple svar for that those positions. What's the machlokas?
You mean the second, like a flesh to flesh?
But I think it's like a very simple thing. I kept telling you the drawing gives it away, right? What? It does.
If the drawing gives it away, there's no way that we...
Well, let's say, right. What you start off saying first, I think, is correct. I think we just got to put it a little bit differently. But in other words, what's the Gemara's case? What's the lush on the Gemara? Rav Nachman's statement is what? He says what? He says, Reyash Nikva V'dofen Sosasma. Right? So there's a hole in the lung, and what closes it up? Okay. So now let's talk about the wall for a second. And when you look at this picture, what do you see?
Lung and wall.
Forget the lung. I'm talking about the wall. What do you see as far as the wall is concerned? Oh, you see flesh and you see ribs.
Where's the wall?
This is the wall here. This is the wall. You see, you have flesh and bone. Okay? Now, really, what's the...
That's two different entities.
Oh, so that's one way to look at it. Okay, one way is to say is that what are we really talking about? We're talking about what's the real case. The case is where it's stuck to the muscular part, meaning there's two parts to the wall. Step by step. There's two separate entities. They're physically, they may, it's true the ribs are enmeshed inside the fleshy part, but the fact is that they're two separate things, okay? That's one way to look at it. Of course, what's the other way to look at it? It's one. Okay, since the ribs are housed inside the wall, so to speak, since they're coexisting, it's really one. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even say anything. Okay, yeah.
I just have a question. Are you able to say that based off of the lashon of dofen or just the nature of ribbon?
Well, I'm saying when I see the Gemara saying dofen, what I see is and you see they're arguing about rib versus flesh. Okay, well, and that's why this picture does justice to it, because when you look at it, what exactly is the relationship of the rib to the wall of the fleshy part? Is it actually Is it an entity called wall, right? Or are they two separate things?
Let's assume the argument about whether ribs are defined as
wall. Right, are they part of the wall? Yeah. Now, that's why what you were saying is perfect. Because if it's really one thing, right? If it's really one thing, then who cares what it's attached to? Even though the rib attachment's a weak attachment, Rav Nachman's statement is, attachment to the wall is fine. Roni, that's what you're saying. What? Oh, but if it's two, what's the Rambam saying?
It's not attached to the wall.
Well, more than that. What the Rambam is saying is once it... No, because what? What? More than that, what's the Rambam telling you need to do now? If you look at it, it's two. Like, what does Rashi say? What's the problem with the rib to the lung? What's the problem with it? What does Rashi say? It's a weaker attachment. Now, everyone has to agree it's a weaker attachment, right? But what the Rambam is saying, and Rambam and Rashi are saying, is that because they're two separate things, now what do you have to do? You have to evaluate each attachment. And this attachment is strong, and this one's weak. Very simple. So two steps. Step one, what's the nature of relationship between the two, right? And if you hold one, it's basically one entity, so to speak, the ribs and the flesh together comprise the wall, then who cares? It doesn't matter what's attached to. As long as it's attached to dofen, it's considered good.
Who says it has to be in between the bones, Rashi? It has to be in between the ribs.
Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's saying that. Rashi and Rambam are saying that really the ribs and the flesh are two separate things. They're two components, right? But if they're two components, that means we have to evaluate the nature of each attachment. So the one to the flesh is a strong attachment, but the one to the rib is a weaker one, and that's why it would be a treifa. Simple as that. Right? I told you, simple. Right? It gets you out of all the metzias problems easily. Okay? Oh. So now what about the hybrid case? This is the third example, and then I promise the next sugya. The third case is the hardest one, because it turns out... Well, you what?
How do they disagree about whether the ribs are part of the wall
No, because that's the whole question.
The membrane of an extension.
But But the membrane, I think, is the membrane. I think is simply a It's a more of a distraction. The membrane is just telling you. I'll tell you why, because that's the way it attaches to it. Without a membrane, it won't attach to the bone.
How is that not a factual? Simple. No, because
when you have these things together, what's the nature of their relationship? That's a conceptual relationship. That's abstract. Yeah, yeah. There's an abstract relationship. There's nothing factual to that. Right. Exactly. And it's all because of one thing. The hint the Gemara is giving you is dofan. Dofan means what? The wall of the animal. Well, it turns out there's two things in the wall. There's ribs and there's flesh. Yeah.
So you definitely Rashi and the Rambam agree that there has to be a membrane, because otherwise there's no case to talk about.
Everyone agrees with that.
But why only mention it with the second case?
All the membrane claim is one thing. Yeah. We have to understand, you can't just have the thing attached to something. It's attached to the membrane. Because it... No, they're telling you the nature of the attachment. They're describing how it works.
Yeah, but then why only mention it by the second case?
Why would you mention it by the first case? You don't need it by the flesh. By the flesh, you don't need it. It attaches naturally to the flesh.
No, I'm saying, you still have to stay with the membrane. For there to be a connection at all to talk about it, then they shouldn't mention rift at all, in a sense. Because they're saying that there has to be a membrane.
No, if you... They're saying like this. If you open up the cow, you know what you could see? You'd see two types of attachments.
Yes.
You could see a lung flesh and a lung rib. Yeah. Right? Now, the problem is, the lung flesh is kosher. Why? Because that's strong. And the long rib one is not it's straight because it's weak. So forget the crumb. I don't care about the crumb. The membrane's separate. The point though is that, but the fact that he's evaluating each one. What?
I'm talking about the membrane on the rib.
That's what I'm talking about also. But it's irrelevant to the fact there's a membrane on the rib. All it's telling you is that's how it attaches to the bone. That's all it's telling you.
I don't agree on that. So why do we care? Why do they have to mention it specifically?
Because it's telling you that'd be a trefa. They're saying you could see an attachment. How does that scientifically work?
Why are they only mention that by the second case? Why don't you say, when they're talking about it in general, there's a membrane, or it's not mentioned at all, it's not relevant.
No, it's relevant for the scientist, because the scientist has to know, how would this attachment attach to the bone?
Okay, but they both have to agree on that. Both sides have to
agree. Everyone agrees with that, you're right.
So then why is it only mentioned by one case?
I don't understand what you're talking about. There is only one case that has a membrane. Only the rib case has a membrane.
Yeah.
The flesh case doesn't have a membrane to speak of.
I'm not saying the flesh case. I'm saying the two sides. It's only mentioned by one side, right? It's only mentioned by the rostrum on the right, but I thought.
No, everyone agrees that there's a little membrane on top of the rib. Everyone mentions that. They all mention that. They love the membrane on the rib.
Why are we being so specific about it with the rostrum on the right?
I'm not sure I understand
what you're asking. We only mentioned it by the rostrum on the right. We didn't mention it at all with the first case. At least at the time.
What's the first case?
Not the first case, sorry. The first opinion, Rashi and Rambam.
No, of course.
Because, no, yeah, no, but Dafka, they care about that. Because they're saying what makes the attachment weak because it's attached to the rib. Exactly, right, exactly. All right, now, here's the hard part, okay? Turns out, there's a third possibility, okay? Which is where you open up the animal, and turns out this attachment, right, is a hybrid attachment. It's attached both to the flesh and to the rib, okay? Oh. So the Rambam is very rare to see this in the Rambam. The Rambam says that his father held what? Usser. His father held that it was prohibited, right? And who was it, the Rush?
Yeah,
the Rush explains, why is it prohibited? Because once the bone's involved, you're done. And what the Rambam himself holds? It's mutter. Why? The Ran explains. What? So that, right? So what's that machlokas? That's even easy. That should be easier for you guys. What's that machlokas? How do you say machlokas? One shita says the hybrid is treif. One shita says the hybrid's kosher. What's the machlokas?
Where the strong attachment is. It's where attached to both, but the question is which one is stronger.
Obviously, the flesh is stronger.
No, the flesh is always stronger.
No, the Rambam saying that the flesh is always stronger, so the attached to the rib is just a secondary. We don't consider that part of the.
Not bad. Okay, what about the other side? No. Okay, that's good. What would the other side say though? Now, come on, no. Give me the other side now. Give me the other side. The other side would say.
That's irrelevant what it's attached to. If it's attached to the bone, then
it would only be.
Okay.
The other side would say that it would only work as an attachment if it's completely attached to the flesh. Now that it's using some of its attachment particles to the rib.
Right. So you're saying, be careful. Because you got to be careful. You don't want to make it too quantitative. You're saying good. Ezra's saying that the existence of an attachment to a bone is a posel. Right? It creates a psul. That's it. Once there's a bone involved, there's a psul in the nature of the attachment. So what's the other side going to say? What he's saying is good, but I just put it a little bit differently. What would the other side say?
It's irrelevant.
You can't just say that.
So what? That it's a strong attachment to the flesh, and then it just...
No, the existence of the attachment to the flesh strengthens the bone.
Okay, I'll take that. Sold. No. What Josh is actually saying, you look at the net effect. Right, in other words, once you have attachment to the flesh, even though there's bone involved, but the net overall attachment is a strong attachment. So the question is...
Even if it was...
like entirely attached to the bone, and then a small part attached to the flesh. I think it would still be kosher.
Correct.
So it's not that the net.
No, because he'd even say, and once you have that, even if it's one strand.
As long as it has a presence of attachment.
Correct.
To the flesh.
That's it. It's considered a strong attachment, right? Or do you say, no, the existence of any attachment to the bone is a posel, by definition. That's it. Okay, now comes the next part, okay? Yeah, now this is a very difficult Gemara now, okay? A very odd Gemara, so get ready for this. All right. What? This is the good case. All right, you ready? Sure. Go ahead. All right, so it's on Mem Dal Amon Aleph, Mem Ches Amon Aleph. It starts from Gufa. All right, it's about halfway down. First one line is Gufa.
Gufa. Amar Rav Yosef Bar.
What was that? You guys got it? Yep, perfect. Okay. Gufa.
Gufa. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Reash Nikva Vedofin Susmasa Kshera. Amar Ravina Vahud the Sabbath of Israel.
Okay, so we know that already. Okay, good. Now.
Amar Lay Rav Yosef Ravina, the Elo Sabbath of Mai.
Okay. This is a very strange question. And it's amazing that Gemara waited until this point in time, which we've done so many cases already, to ask this question. All right? That's why you have to appreciate the initial question. Gemara says, okay, let's say it wasn't attached. Okay? What does it mean it's not attached? What is that? What's Gemara really saying? Let's say there was no lung wall attachment. What are you going to find in the lung? Obviously a hole. There will be a hole there. Okay? And if there's a hole in the lung, it's not kosher. It's strafe. Okay? That's it. You're done. Right? Okay. Obviously. So if there's no attachment, it's treif, because there's a hole in the lung. Right? Okay. Now what does the Gemara say?
Treif. Okay.
Right.
I'm reading on the Kubahi.
That's what we say. Right? But now the Gemara says, but guess what? Even if there is an attachment, you should say it's treif. Now why is that such a problematic, I'm saying, from what I just said before, why is that so problematic that Gemara is asking this? Yeah, we've been for the past blot. We've been talking about one thing: how lung wall attachments are always kosher. And all of a sudden, now the Gemara decides to ask. By the way, how do you know for sure that these lung wall attachments are good? Okay, but now here's the key thing: the Gemara is not evaluating the strength of the attachment. What's the Gemara evaluating now? As we'll see, why would it still be treif? So what does the Brisa say?
No.
She shows this nistam kasher neshu molid. What's the case?
If it's open.
What's the case though? What happens?
There's a hole.
Where?
In the lung.
No. This is by a human.
Oh, this is by a human.
Right. So what happens?
There's a puncture in the scrotum.
Right. So if a male has a puncture in his scrotum, okay, if that happens, as far as Chazal is concerned, you can't have kids anymore. All right. I'm not going to get into the philosophical implications of that, but he's out. Okay? Out. Now, let's say that heals. Let's say his wound heals. What do we say?
He's good again.
He's back in because he can have kids again. I'm not going to get into biologically. That's a good question. Not our issue. All right? But what do you see from this? Okay? You see that what's he defined as first?
Puzzle.
As puzzle. We'll call that puzzle slash trefa. Not really trefa, but kind of like a trefa. And what happens when it heals? He's back in the system again, right? But turns out, well, the Gemara is saying it. Keep going. The Gemara tells you what? Oh, so this is a psul, right? And what happens? It's a defect that returns back to being kosher again, right? Which case does that work in?
In the human case.
This case.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Is that hulimute?
Right, and this comes to exclude.
Right.
Okay?
My love lemute.
Oh, 1 second. Slow down.
Okay.
So this is an incredible kasha. This is such a fundamental. It's such a fundamental question. It's astonishing, really. Like when I first saw this, I was like, "Get out of here!" What's so astonishing about this question? What's the Gemara telling you?
What's the Gemara asking?
Yeah. What's the Gemara's question?
How can you have a case where a nekev can't actually heal animals?
Close. What happens by the lung wall attachment?
Is there always going to be a nekev that's covered up?
Yeah. Right. So therefore, what?
So therefore, every time you have the lung wall attachment, you're calling it kosher, but it was already pasul at one point.
Right. Meaning like this. Meaning with the Gemara saying with the Gemara. What?
We were thinking like, we go from pasul to kosher.
Right. Okay. The Gemara is introducing a new principle that we didn't know about beforehand. Right. Which is what? Once something has its definition of being treif, what can't happen anymore? It can't become kosher again.
Once a case.
What?
Raisins on the roof.
It could once it gets fixed.
No, that's what the Gemara is telling you. That's what's so crazy about this question.
No, but it says here that the guy's back in.
That's the dude. He's back in. He's cool. Not anything else. Everything else is excluded from this. So the Gemara is saying, so therefore, in our lung wall attachment case, guess what? It's not good. Not because there's a problem with the attachment. That's why it's a different kind of question. There's nothing wrong with the attachment. And you can even argue that the hole's completely healed. There's only one problem. At some point in time, we know, what was this animal? It was treif. Bialafik. It was treif. Once the animal's treif, that's it. Even if the heal, even if the hole gets healed up, it always retains that status of being treif. Okay? No, even that. All that, everything we did.
So
out.
That means that all of, then majority of the animals would be treif because of all the holes that they get from kicking each other around.
I don't know, maybe. Could be. Remember, we're in the conceptual laboratory, right? But you're right. And this is of serious consequence. But it's amazing. I'm saying the Gemara kept this in its back pocket until like right now. Okay, it's a big problem. Big problem. All right. Of course, the answer is a worse problem. What's the answer?
My love, umutek ya gavna. Lo lumet krum shalom ha'as bakav rea.
So what's the answer?
So this is a. This is not excluding a membrane that comes up because of the puncture, the injury to the lung.
Let's go back to the first Gemara we did in Mem Dal, right? What happens by a rea, right? What never works by a rea, by a lung? If there are holes in a lung, what method of healing will not work? A membrane. If you have a thin membrane that grows over it, it's still considered treif. So, what the Gemara is saying is that, no. When we said, I'm just going to tell you the facts, and please ask the question that has to be asked there. The facts the Gemara is saying is, no. When we said that chozer l'hachshiro, right, meaning that treif can't return to being kosher, we were only talking about the case of what? The membrane on the lung, right? Okay, but of course when it comes to the lung wall attachment, that's fine. Okay? Now, think about, again, let me just read it one more time. Just make sure everyone's clear about the facts because this is almost absurd if you think about it. The Gemara is saying this. The Gemara is saying, when you learn out the case by the man, right, who becomes, let's say, he's excluded from the Am, and when he heals up from his wound is included, right? That is the exception to the rule. The rule across the board is once you're treif, right, you can't be kosher again. That's the rule, right? So that should exclude a lung wall attachment case. The Gemara says, no. The only thing it comes to, it is still a rule. The rule is animals that become treif can't become kosher again, right? And what's this case talking about? Which case? The krum on the rea, the membrane on the lung, right? But it doesn't apply to the case of the lung wall attachment.
So it doesn't exclude everything. It only excludes the krum.
That's the problem. But you're getting there. Come on, what's the problem?
What?
More than that. Stronger. Not just what's the difference.
Why would it say don't exclude this case if it excludes a different case that we're not talking about?
Wait, one more time. What?
Why would we say it doesn't exclude this case? Why would we say it excludes this case if it doesn't exclude this case and it excludes a different case that we're not talking about?
Worse. It's worse than that. Again, what's the law? The law is, here's the law. Forget the man. Okay, the law is a simple law.
The crim can't help anyway.
What do you mean?
The crim doesn't help anyway.
Why?
Either way, it's a buffer, right? Crim.
Correct, but it's saying, but even if the krum does heal the nekev, it's irrelevant. It's saying it's irrelevant, even if it's healed. Okay, let's go through the facts, okay? This is a little tricky, but, okay. There's a law. What's the law? Tell me the law. What's the rule? Right. In other words, once there's a wound in the lung, let's say, okay, or the animal, right, once the animal is defined as treif, it can never reobtain... Well, you'd only know after you shacked it.
The injury.
Right, and there's the injury. You're going back in time. And once you shacked it, you look inside, you see, oh, look, there's an injury there. Right. But the point is that if you see the signs of a previous injury, even though the animal is completely healed, it is 100% healed. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because it was treif at some point in time.
Isn't every sircha and attachment?
That's his issue. Yes, consequences are obscene. I get that. But that's not the issue here. There's a conceptual problem here. What's the problem here? two negatives.
By the definition of
treif,
shouldn't it be possible
for someone to become
not treif? It's always treif. Yeah, once it acquires a shame treif, it's always treif. That's the rule.
Not because of this, because of the nature of the treif. It was going to die in the next 12 months. It can't become
No, but that's the whole point. The Gemara is saying, no, you're right. But the Gemara is saying, forget, don't think biologically. Trefa means what's going to happen to the animal? It's going to die. But let's say it heals, right? If the nekef heals, what do we say about the animal now? It'll live a nice life. Too late, because once it acquires the halachic status of treif, it's over. Even though the animal's healed, that's the rule, right? So the Gemara says what? What's the rule tell us? It can never return back to being kosher again. That's the rule, right? So the Gemara says, oh, and when we talk about that rule applies to the case of the Kurum. Now let me ask you a simple question. Better. That's kind of, okay. In this case here, okay, what do we know for sure happens? A membrane.
Which
case? The long wall attachment. What happened here for sure? And therefore what? Therefore what was that? And therefore it was what? And then what happened afterwards? It healed? So the, how does the rule not apply?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure. No, it's worse than that. No, it's worse than saying how the rule doesn't apply. I'm not even strong enough. What I'm saying is that it's worse than that. It's saying that it's like ignoring the reality of this case. In other words, I don't understand. The Gemara is telling you it's a law. Once it becomes defined as treif, it can't become kosher again. Right, and so that should include this case.
Right, how does then override law to
but and the Gemara never tells you reason why, what?
What case
never tells us why this case should... Right.
What case did that come into...
What do you mean?
It obviously wasn't this, right?
Do you mean Gemara's conclusion?
No, what did it come into to say that it can never be kosher again?
It originally thought this case.
And what is it talking about?
Ultimately, it's talking about a membrane that forms on top of a lung.
Okay.
Okay?
We already knew that wasn't alive, right?
Yeah, we know that. And the Gemara now is...
It's like a temporary thing. It's like easy to...
That's one reason. There's another reason why. There's a more halachic reason why, which is that you can argue that because it's defined as being treif, it can't be kosher again, according to this mandama.
Right?
Well, that doesn't bother me so much. That's a halachic idea. Once something's defined as treif, I don't care if it heals at the end of the day.
There's no way that this could work.
And yet, that there you go. And yet,
it works.
So what the heck?
So
how is that possible?
Actually be the case, no?
What?
So that can't actually be the case.
Well, you've got to put your thinking cap on. How do we get out of this? All right? You understand the question? It's tricky,
yeah.
But it's crazy. That's a crazy Gemara. How can it say this? You can't posit a law, then say, oh, one second, really should apply to both cases.
But this is
what
exception. What? This is an exception.
Right. But it doesn't even give us a reason why. It says, oh, it only applies to the Krum case. Why not the long wall attachment?
Because we don't want to apply.
Right.
Okay, that's true.
Good question.
I agree. It's a good question.
We got to reword it now. No answers. What do you want?
I would like to know. So
yeah,
let's.
We have to reword it now. No. The wording of the Gemara, there's like no way. It just blatantly goes against that. So it must be somehow different.
Oh, you didn't do Rashi yet. Rashi is the clue. Look at the Rashi that says De'enokrum. Okay. So at least Rashi's trying to help you out. Rashi's filling in what the Gemara is missing. The Gemara doesn't tell you the reason why. He's giving you the reason why, but you have to define it. What's the reason why? No, that's by the Krum. By the Krum, it's a bad seal.
No, yeah.
Okay?
It's a better one.
Oh, so this is an improvement. Dofen, aval stimas dofen, stima maliasahi. So this type of attachment is what?
It's an improvement.
But one second. Sorry. But why should that matter? Because if...
Improvement on the Krum or improvement on the lung?
Improvement on the lung.
So as in, it's not... Because it's not that it's going back to the state that it was before. It's going to an even better state?
No. Alavai, no. No.
Okay.
Nice try, though. No, but Rashi's still sidestepping the issue. Because even according to Rashi, this thing was still defined as being treif. You can't say it wasn't treif. It was treif. And now it's kosher again. Who cares about the quality of the attachment? Why is that relevant? It's just a halakhic idea. Once it acquires the shame of being treif, it's over. So why should the quality of the attachment make any difference?
Seems like we're still really
the ball is in your court. What?
Seems like we still got to reword the Gemara. It can't be that.
Reword the Gemara.
There's no way once it's treif.
Yes. The point is that why does this not fit underneath the category of something treif that becomes kosher again? Because this is treif. It was treif. Why would it not fit in that category?
Because
it turns out we were wrong. Okay, so what's the Havamina?
The
assumption, yeah. What's the Havamina?
Is that once it's defined as being treif?
That's it. But it's a din in what? In the?
Negative.
No, better. In the what?
In the
lung. That's the maskana.
No.
In the animal.
In the animal.
Once, if the animal,
no,
if any,
not,
if at any point in time. That's
a
Havmina.
No,
the
Havmina.
The Havmina
is an animal.
Oh, one second. Wait. You got it. You got it. You definitely got it. All right. So the Havmina is saying, good. So the Havmina is saying that once the animal itself acquires the shame trait, once the animal is defined that way, That's it. It's over. It cannot. It can never come back to become kosher again. But it's interesting. How do you? What's the Gemara's move now? What's the Gemara's move? Because saying we have to understand what it means when we say treif. Not that the animals define as treif. Rather, what?
So we're going to define as treif.
Right. Meaning that the shame treifus is chal in what?
Whatever was injured.
Right. In the injured organ.
So once there's an external intervention from another organ.
Right. No, exactly. That's what Rashi's saying.
It's no longer the same shame of the same organ.
Right. So in other words, so since if the lung itself gets injured, so the shame treifa is coming from the lung itself.
You're not like koshering a treif organ. Well,
that's a little too abstract for me, but I can't. I don't want to have to go as far as that. I would just say like this: you can say that. That's like three steps past what I want to say. I just want to go as far as to say that as long as the healing is external to the organ, that's okay. So, in other words, when we look at the rule, the first way to learn the rule is to say that once the animal as an entity acquires the shame of being treif, at that point in time, it's it. It's over. But that's not how we look at treifas. We evaluate where the treifus stems from. Where does it originate in? So if it originates in the lung, right, so once it originates in the lung, there's no method now for that lung to ever be defined as anything other than being treif from the lung. But the reason why this case is a fin the claw is because its healing is coming from where? External to the lung. So it's the external healing.
If you knew that it was an external injury, so say if you knew that it was not like, say, like a disease in the lung or something, but it was from a kick, then would it have to be a prune? Because it was an external injury, so it can't be from
an
external. And it can't be
internal. I'm not sure.
Does that make any sense?
No.
I apologize.
If
you knew that it was from an external injury, and that the hole did not come about by the lung itself.
If you knew it was external, right?
The lung itself heal itself, and then it would be okay.
Yeah. Because you know why? You know why? Because it never requires shame treif.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what that means is that. It is providing the healing for the lung.
So it's ma'aliyah of what?
The lung. Now, he's not talking about the quality, the strength of the attachment. He's saying that since the healing originates external to the lung, then we could say it can return to being kosher again. So again, because what's making the lung kosher? Right, a lung can never make itself kosher again. That can't happen. Once the lung itself is strafed, the lung itself can't be that which makes it kosher. But something external to it can. That's why this case naturally doesn't fit into the rule. Yeah? No? Not bad. Okay. But, yeah.
Two questions.
Okay.
If treifus is specifically in the organ, why
are it... I didn't say that. It's not that it's in the organ. It's that we look at where it originates from. It's the originate. Since it originates in the organ, that's what gives its definition as being treif.
The source.
The source, right.
Small lobes of the lung attached to each other. Why would they not be automatically
sorted? It could be according to Zman Namar. It could very well be.
So how would Rashi look? So Rashi would be arguing with this?
It could be. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. It's like an isolated brisa. Yes.
So we say we define the lung as being treif and the animal by extension?
No, it's that the animal is, you can't eat this animal now, right? But the question is, do we look at the animal simply once the animal has any identity of treifus associated with it, is defined as being treif? Or do we take into account where the treifus originates from? Where it originates from is what defines it now. So since it originates in the lung, once the lung is defined as the source of treifa, it can't be responsible for its own healing. That's it. It's out. And therefore, you're right. And therefore, by extension, the animal's out as well. Okay. Yes.
In that case, there's no exceptions besides for that, but we have to say this is then removed from that clause.
It doesn't even fit into the clause.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, so,
yeah.
Why did the Gemara ask the question from the Braisa on the road?
I don't know.
Oh, so it's probably
it's a different. It's a different. It's a different Gemara. I have no idea. It's a good question.
Just a question.
I hear it. It's a good question. All right. Well, I want to set you up for the last Gemara to think about. This is the last case. This is the last. Mm-hmm. Lung wall attachment case.
What?
That's it. This is it. The lung wall attachment. There's more lungs. There's more lungs. Trust me. There's infections in lungs and a bunch more things.
I feel like it's just like random things about lung. I don't
It's not. No, well, I'm just following the Gemara's order.
I feel like there's one. That's what I'm saying. I feel like in the Gemara, there's no.
Yeah, it's not very thematic.
Yeah, I feel like it's not right. A good stream. Of
well, the next case we're doing right now is an interesting one. The one after that talks about like they used to. It turns out that when they used to go to the shuk, and they would sell shechted animals. You know what else they would sell?
Lungs.
I guess it was some sort of.
Still do it sometimes.
Yeah. So it turns out that this is where the tzmachim stuff, the pustules, are going to come back. It turns out that they had different kinds of pustules on the lungs.
That was so like,
well, it's going to... bomb more.
Can pustules come about after... All
right, let's do one more Gemara. Yeah.
Can pustules come about after the animal's dead?
No. Okay. No. All right, okay. Now read one more Gemara. Okay?
Which Gemara?
Maskifla.
Maskifla, Rav Ukva.
Yeah.
Maskifla, Rav Ukva, Bar Chama. You inki b'dofen, b'hadi mai.
Oh, what's the case?
If there's a nikiv in dofen.
Okay, so that's the one case you guys never asked about, right?
No, but, it's obviously over.
Right. No. So the case is like this.
Then why do we care?
Oh, no. One second. Hold on.
It's not an organ. Well, no, but then it can never go back to being kosher. It's just not a big deal. But.
Right. In other words, let's say you have a hole that goes all the way through.
Oh, you're saying all through your lung.
Yeah. All like, the way through.
Whoever holds
the answer. I didn't copy from the Sichas Cholim book. I should have showed you. But the Sichas Cholim book has a beautiful picture of a hole all the way through. I'll bring it to you tomorrow. It goes all the way through. What? No, like a cartoon drawing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the hearts cover both of them up.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
also lost
the red. Right, I lost the red too.
yeah. The corner is far before every trade.
Well, let's see what the Gemara says.
Let's see.
So the Gemara says what?
Trefa.
The Gemara says, my trefa.
My trefa.
But the problem is listening.
Listening, you can't miss it.
Okay, so what does that mean?
The walls.
No, no.
Walls,
you're not going to get this. No, you're not going to get it. The Mishnah lists, the Mishnah has a list of trefas, right?
Okay.
So when, if you go back to the Mishnah, right? Okay, come on, you got it now? So what should the Mishnah have said?
It should have said that the wild dofen,
all the wall.
The dofen is also
trefas. Right, it should have said Nikuvas dofen is also trefas.
Well, no,
right?
Nikuvas dofen is also Nikuvas
rea. Oh, hold on. The Gemara's, you're getting to what the Gemara's answer is.
Why doesn't he need to say that, though?
Right, so but let's see what the Gemara's saying. All the Gemara's saying at this point is that what should the Mishnah have said? It should have said Nikuvas dofen also.
Yeah.
Right? It never says that. It never mentions Nikuvas dofen.
That's not a problem.
Right, so therefore, keep going. Ultaimech had Amar
Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Mara Shenikva v'chavid
Sismasa. So Sasma? Shira. Oh, come on. $64,000 question. What's the Kavid and what's the Mara?
Kavid is liver.
Good.
The Mara is the...
Nope. That's a Machan.
Spleen.
No. Oh, one second. What? You're supposed to be a doctor. What? There you go. Dr. Nuremberg got it. You never give him a doctor now because of that. He got it. But once we talk about the liver, right? Now, again, I'll show you the drawing tomorrow, but this obviously is not correct. But anyway, let's assume this is the liver and the cow kind of looks like this, okay?
I was right when I said the heart.
This way. Like you're looking into the animal, okay? So, like this way. That picture there? I don't know if you can see that. But. Just take my word for it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So look. Here's our.
Oh, nice.
Here's the liver. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, the green guy here. That's the
gallbladder.
Very good. The gallbladder. You got it. Right. Gallbladder.
It makes your poop green. Bile. It's for the bile.
Yeah. It's for bile. Yeah. See. Okay. Gallbladder. Liver. Okay. It's very similar to humans too. All right. Gallbladder. Liver. Now, why is the Gemara bringing that up? Because what's the case here?
They ask you covered by something else.
What? No. What happens here?
Like stuff comes out. Like
no. What's the case? What's the case?
It's a hole.
Oh, a hole from what? Oh. From the Mara.
From the Mara.
Into the Kavod, right? So if there's a hole going through both of these, what does the Gemara say? What's the halacha? What does the Gemara say? Kshira. That case is kosher. Mara shenikva the kavod sosasma. Let's say there's a hole in the mara.
And it gets covered up.
Yeah, and then the kavod covers it up. It's kosher, right?
Of course.
Ilu inkev.
Ilu inkev kavod bahada my treva.
Right, listening mikuvas kavod. So it turns out if there's a hole, that's going to be the next topic after lung. We're going to take up the liver for a little while, as we slowly make away the trefas. If there's a hole found in the liver, right? What's the halacha?
Kosher.
Now it's not a trefa. Okay, so after you shecht it, if you find a hole in the liver, you're good to go. If not, what would the Mishnah have had to say? Nikuvas kavod, right? The fact
if
the Mishnah...
If you're holding your liver just, and
Yeah. Holes in livers don't make animals die. Those are good holes. Good holes.
We like those.
Okay. So the fact is, the Gemara doesn't say that, right?
Okay.
So Ella... Right. So Hachanami... Meaning what?
You know, since it's not the same...
So since the Nekev was in, let's say, the gallbladder, and what healed it... So too, our case is...
Our case can be covered up by... other
right, what's happening here?
It's being covered up by the wall.
What? Or, it would be covered up by the wall.
The lungs being covered up by the wall.
It would be covered up by the wall. Okay?
Yeah.
So your job is to understand... What's the... Okay, read it again. Read it again.
Okay,
yeah, let's read it again. Ha, okay, start from the beginning. Maskev lor of Ukva bar Chama.
Maskev lor of Ukva bar Chama. Il in kev bedofen lachadu ma'a trefa.
No, my, right? So, right, what's the lachad? It's a trefa. That's what you would think. But then if that's true, listening to Kuvat's a dofen, the Mishnah should have said...
Oh, it should have just been... It should have listed...
Dofen, Nukuvah's dofen should have been included. Okay. Now the Gemara says, really? But based on your logic, what? The kavet sosasma, ksheira. We know that's the halacha, right?
One that's injured and the other one covers it up, then it's kosher.
Okay.
It should be kosher, though.
What? I know, but ilu...
Ilu in kavet...
Lahada.
Kavet lahada.
My. Trefa. Oh, but 1 second. No. Meaning if the whole... Okay. In our gallbladder liver case, okay... Right? What do we say? We say if there's a hole in the gallbladder, right?
Who cares if there's
a hole? And the covet, what's it? And the covet covers it up. What do we say there? It's kosher. Sure. Now,
if the covet has a hole in it,
meaning that if the hole, if the hole went from the gallbladder into the covet,
sealed up.
What?
Who cares if you have a hole in the gallbladder?
One at a time. Hold on. I'll show you. Wait. Go back to the beginning. Okay. What's the case that Gemara talks about here?
This is.
No.
It's
a hole all the way through.
Okay, so it's a question. If nothing's sealed, then you just have open hole.
Just let the Gemara do its work.
Exactly, let the Gemara do its work.
Yeah, I ask a question on the premise. Why is that a question? There's a hole in the lock. It's not sealed. Why should that be a question? Of course that's true.
No, it can't.
It's not sealed. He says
it's
not sealed.
It's a hole anywhere.
We'll just review what the Gemara says. It's a good question. That's a great question. That's part of your homework assignment. And the Gemara says, we're not bothered by Nekuvah's dofen. Right? Why not? What? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but you see, let me ask a question. Let's go back in time for a second. Maka bedofen. What's the halacha?
Maka bedofen?
Yeah.
Kosher.
Right. Is this not a maka bedofen?
It's not what's making a treif.
Why would this be treif?
It's not making a treif.
What's making a treif?
The hole in the
lung. Maka bedofen.
That is against
the wall. Right? Unless there's a hole in the lung because of maka bedofen. Would we care?
Yeah. No, we don't care.
Probably not, right? Right? Because we know the hole came from what? Right. A maka. Right. So, again, in a case where there's a hole in the wall and goes into the lung, at this point what the Gemara seems to be saying, this is why you have your homework assignment. You got to figure out what the Gemara is talking about. Seems to be saying, this should be fine. The Gemara says, oh, but if it weren't fine, why can't this be treif? It gives a strange reason why. Not because there's a problem here, but because the Mishnah should have listed it. But if we're going to go based on the Mishnah listing things, let's look at this. Let's look at the liver case with the gallbladder, right?
Yeah.
If there's a hole in the gallbladder and the liver covers it up, what's the halacha?
Kosher.
Implying, though, what you could imply from that is that if there was a hole in the law in the gallbladder and it went into the liver, what would you say there? It should be treif. And yet, the Mishnah doesn't list the case of the kuvas kaveh.
Is a hole in any organ treif?
Depends which ones.
Right.
In the intestines, yes.
Those two isn't really treif?
Nope. In the liver, not a problem.
Right, one here. In the hole in the lung, if it gets sealed up by the wall, if the hole is caused by an injury to the lung, is kosher? I thought it was always us.
I'm just reading the facts.
We're going with the two cases. One, we check the whole connection of the circuit from the lung to the
yes.
Body. See what causes injury in the dope or injury in the lung.
Yes.
And which one of those is the connection, machshir, the trip?
Which case?
Either the connection to the lung to wall is because of injury to the wall or injury to the lung, correct?
Right.
We said before, if we can prove it's injury to the wall, it's kosher.
Right.
If we can show it's injury to the lung, it's treif.
Right.
So I don't understand this whole thing we did today. We're showing if it's sabbath or not.
Right. This is the inverse of what?
This is
the opposite of a lung wall attachment. This is a lung wall hole.
There's no hole in the wall. When it comes to there's no hole in the wall. In the other case, the hole is concealed.
On what?
Are we saying it's based on whether or not it's like an
I know, it's so frustrating. That's what you would think.
No, then you can never tell. So then by that point...
Guys, look at... Here's your assignment. Because I have to take our guests on the... No, that's right. I think the animal gets kicked and it forms a hole on the outside all the way through. Oh, that's good. We'll get to that.
One hole makes another.
It swallows a needle.
So it's not that one's making the other.
Oh, which, yeah, by the way, is going to be the case.
It's not that one's making the other.
We're getting there.
It's not that one's making the other. It just happens to have
why
both.